He's around you everywhere. He will hear and answer you too. He'll see you through.
Gentlemen, Ed Bozeman, Lynchburg, Ohio, and the God is Just Prayer Away radio broadcast. It is written, all the churches of Christ salute you. It is written, after these things came Jesus and his disciples into the land of Judea, and there he tarried with them and baptized. It is written, and John also was baptizing in Aenon near to Salem, because there was much water there, and they came and were baptized. It is written, and they came unto John and said to him, Rabbi, he that was with thee beyond the Jordan, behold, he whom thou hast borne witness, the same baptizeth, and all men come to him. Yourselves bear me witness that I said, I am not the Christ, but that I am sent before him. He that hath the bride is the bridegroom, but the friend of the bridegroom that standeth and heareth him rejoiceth greatly because of the bridegroom's voice. This my joy, therefore, is made full. He must increase, but I must decrease. Buried with Christ and raised with him too, what is there left for me to do? Simply to cease from struggling and strife. Simply to walk in the newness of life. I'm risen with Christ, my glorious head. Holiness now, the pathway I tread. Beautiful thought while walking therein. He that is dead is freed from all sin. I'm living with Christ who dieth no more. Following Christ who goeth before. Not under law, I'm now under grace, because sin is dethroned and Christ takes its place.
God is just a prayer
away. And now, ladies and gentlemen, listen to this gospel message, the friend of the bridegroom, from John chapter 3. In this story of the Apostle John regarding Jesus as the bridegroom, there are at least seven reasons why I want to be called the friend of the bridegroom. But first, there are several observations we need to make of this event. Jesus and the apostles came into the land of Judea and tarried there and baptized. And John also was baptizing in Ainon near to Salem, because there was much water there, and they came and were baptized. The Apostle John seems to take special notice that there was much water there. What does much water mean? Much water is relative. A thimbleful of water is much water compared to a medicine dropper. A glass full of water is much water compared to a bucket. A barrel full of water is much water compared to a tub full. How much water is much water? In view of the fact that several times it is said they went down into the water to baptized, it may seem that much water is enough water to immerse a person. Now here is another observation before we come to the friend of the bridegroom. At this point, there seems to be a bit of jealousy on the part of John's disciples, and they came to John and said, Rabbi, he that was with thee beyond the Jordan, to whom thou also hast borne witness, behold, the same baptizeth, and all men come to him. John told them, A man can receive nothing except it be given him from heaven. According to that, there is no room for jealousy about another servant of the Lord. There is nothing that any of us can do on our own. Everyone's ability is God-given. Paul had it right when he said in 1 Corinthians 15, he said, I labored more abundantly than they all. He said, I did more than all the other apostles. And then he checked himself and said, Yet, not I, but the grace of God that was bestowed upon me. Now before we meet the bridegroom, please note again the great compliment the disciples of John gave to him when they said he gave witness of Jesus. Oh, to be a witness of Jesus ought to be the desire of every Christian. Jesus had told the apostles to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Then just before he ascended, he told them again, Ye shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem and Judea and Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. The apostles began that witness on the day of Pentecost when they preached that first gospel sermon, and 3,000 responded. No one can say that this broadcast has not witnessed to the terms of pardon Peter gave on that day. Repent ye and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. We need to remember that the witness of Jesus in preaching the gospel in all the world is one of the signs of the second coming of Jesus. In Matthew 24, he said himself, This gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world, and then shall the end come. This witness of preaching the gospel to all the world has already been done, and this broadcast is one example of it. There is also another way of witnessing mentioned in James 5. James said, Your gold and silver is cankered, and the rust of them shall be a witness against you, and shall eat your flesh as it were fire. Ye have heaped treasure together for the last days. This is especially appropriate for the Christians who always say, Well, I'm giving all I can. Still, another item that deserves notice before we speak of the friend of the bridegroom is when John said, Jesus must increase, and we must decrease. John said Jesus would increase. There is much evidence of that in Scripture. In Isaiah 9, we note that he said, of the increase of his government, there shall be no end. And in 1 Corinthians 2, Paul said, I planted, Apollos watered, but it was God that gave the increase. Then in Acts 6, we are informed that the gifted Stephen did much for the kingdom of God. But then it is also noted it was the word of God that increased. There's no end to it. In Acts 16, Paul, Silas, and Timothy went on their way through the cities preaching, and the churches were strengthened in the faith and increased in numbers daily. Actually, the increasing of Jesus began as a boy of 12. Luke says he increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and men. And may it ever be so that he will increase. Have patience with me now, and I will pay thee all. I make much of this observation also before we meet the friend of the bridegroom. John said, Jesus shall increase, but more than that, he said he would decrease. And so it is with all the servants of God. We will all decrease until one day when we cease to walk among the living. Each of us serves our own generation. And I might observe that by the grace of God, I have served in parts of two generations. But the day comes soon when all living today will decrease. And like the first chapter of Exodus says, there arose another king over Egypt who knew not Joseph. It is not very flattering to say, but it's true. Before long, a new generation will arise in this world that never heard of any of us. But God will still be in business, for Jesus still lives in all generations, increasing after we decrease and cease to walk before the sons of men. While we serve our own generation, when we decrease from life on this earth, Jesus still remains and continues to serve all generations. Now, just this one more observation before we meet the bridegroom. Since John said he would decrease and Jesus would increase, it is evident that John was not interested in building up a party of his own, as some today would rather build up the name of their own sect and not the name of Christ. The name of Christ should be enough identification. Three times that royal name is set forth. The disciples were called Christians first at Antioch, Acts 11. Almost thou persuadest me to be a Christian, Acts 26. If any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, 1 Peter 4. When will men learn that the name Christian is enough identification for who we are, and thereby help answer the prayer of Jesus in John 17 when he said, I pray that they may all be one, that the world may believe that thou didst send me. And now finally, here comes the bridegroom. John said, ye yourselves bear me witness that I said, I am not the Christ, but am sent before him. He that hath the bride is the bridegroom. But the friend of the bridegroom that standeth and heareth him rejoiceth greatly because of the bridegroom's voice. This, my joy, therefore, is made full. I also want to be a friend of the bridegroom. And here is the first reason. I want to be a friend of the bridegroom because the bridegroom is the one that has the bride. Paul tells us in Ephesians 5, Husbands, love your wives, even as also Christ loved the church and gave himself up for it. After this, he also said, This mystery is great, but I speak of Christ and of the church. Jesus is the bridegroom, and his bride is the church. And that is why I want to be faithful to the church, because I am a friend of the bridegroom. The second reason I want to be a friend of the bridegroom is because I remember the warning of the Apostle Paul in the 2 Corinthians chapter 2, or chapter 11, verse 2. For I am jealous, he said, over you with a godly jealousy. For I espoused you as a pure virgin to Christ. But I fear lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve in his craftiness, your minds should be corrupted from the simplicity and the purity that is toward Christ. You see, the devil, the serpent, uses the same temptation on the bride of Christ today as he did for Eve in the Garden of Eden. Listen to him as he says to Eve, Yea, hath God said? Eve, are you sure God said that? You shall not eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil? Eve, do you think that's a good translation? Eve, don't you think that is just your interpretation? Eve, don't you think that was a figure of speech? Eve, don't you think God is too good to let you die for such a thing as eating just one bite of forbidden fruit? Eve, don't you know some of the scholars think that statement is not in the original? Eve, do you really believe God actually said, In the day ye eat thereof, ye shall surely die? Surely your heavenly Father would not say anything like that. Ladies and gentlemen, not until she was stripped of the sheen of her immortality and found herself standing in the dark, cold, naked, ashamed, afraid, did she realize that the Word of God does in fact mean exactly what it says. The third reason I want to be a friend of the bridegroom is because of what Jesus said in Matthew chapter 9. The disciples of John came to Jesus and asked him, Why do we and the Pharisees fast oft, but thy disciples fast not? And Jesus said unto them, Can the sons of the bridechamber mourn as long as the bridegroom is with them? But the days will come when the bridegroom shall be taken away from them, and then shall they fast. This saying might have sounded mysterious to them at that time, but by hindsight, we can see that it was a prediction of his crucifixion. Paul said, Christ died for our sins. And Jesus said, The Son of Man is come to give his life a ransom for many. Since Jesus died on the cross for me, and since he said in John 15, Greater love hath no man than this, than a man lay down his life for his friends. Jesus counted me as a friend and laid down his life for me, that I might not only have a better life in this world, but life after this world, life for all of eternity. So I also want to be a friend of the bridegroom, because he has been such a friend to me. There is a song that says, "What a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins on earth to bear." Now, reason number four is I have to say that I also want to be a friend of the bridegroom because John said, "The bridegroom standeth and heareth him, rejoicing greatly because of the bridegroom's voice." Now, we have never heard the actual voice of Jesus. Sometimes I hear people say, "The Lord told me to do this or that." Jesus has not said anything to anybody since he talked to the Apostle John in the last chapter of the book of Revelation. And the last word anybody heard from the Lord Jesus Christ is that statement when Jesus said, "I come quickly." Jesus has not told you anything except what you read in the inspired Word of God. However, there will be a time when we will all hear his actual voice. In John 9, Jesus said, "Marvel not at this, for the hour cometh, in which all that are in the tombs shall hear his voice, and shall come forth, they that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation." On that day when every human being that ever lived on this planet hears the voice of Jesus, I want to rejoice as I hear that voice, and that is why I want to be a friend of the bridegroom. The fifth reason is because of the word of warning for many who have a mistaken notion about friendship with the bridegroom. In Matthew 25, there's a story that Jesus told about that situation when he said, "The kingdom of heaven is likened unto 10 virgins who went out to meet the bridegroom, and 5 were wise and 5 were foolish. At midnight the announcement was made, 'Behold the bridegroom, come ye forth to meet him.' They then that were ready went in with him to the marriage feast, and the door was shut. Those that were not ready stood at the door and cried, 'Lord, Lord, open to us.' But the bridegroom said, 'Verily I say unto you, I know you not. Watch therefore, for ye know not the day nor the hour when the Son of Man cometh.'" Evidently, some people are not the friends of the bridegroom they thought they were. The gospel song says, "When the bridegroom cometh, will your robes be white? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you freely trusting in his grace this night? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb?" Because the bridegroom can arrive at any time, I want to be sure at that moment that I am a friend of the bridegroom. Then again, the sixth reason for being a friend of the bridegroom is determined by acceptance of his invitation to the marriage feast. In Matthew 22, Jesus tells us about it. "A certain king made a marriage feast for his son and sent out his servants to bid them that were bidden to the marriage feast, and they would not come." They could have come. They just would not come. It was a defiant answer. "I won't do it." Others in that story made light of it and went their way. They said, "There is not anything the Lord wants us to do that's worth doing. Not anything he has that's worth having." Making light of spiritual things is one of the devil's best weapons. That attitude makes a lot of church members refrain from looking overly religious. Don't let somebody laugh you out of salvation. When the king came in to see the guest, a certain man came not having a wedding garment. He tried to crash the party without proper attire and was cast out. Paul tells us how we can properly be attired, when he said in Galatians 3, "As many of us as were baptized into Christ did put on Christ." When you accept the invitation, I accepted that invitation many years ago because I wanted to be a friend of the bridegroom. And now the last and the seventh reason I want to be a friend of the bridegroom is when I think of the great celebration at the final wedding supper with the bridegroom. Listen to those words in Revelation 19. "And I heard, as it were, the voice of a great multitude, and as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of mighty thunders, saying, Hallelujah! For the Lord our God, the Almighty, reigneth. Let us rejoice and be exceeding glad, and let us give glory unto him, for the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his wife hath made herself ready. And it was given unto her to array herself in fine linen, bright and pure. For the fine linen is the righteous acts of the saints. And he saith unto me, Write, blessed are they who are bidden to the marriage supper of the Lamb. He that hath the bride is the bridegroom, but the friend of the bridegroom that standeth and heareth him rejoiceth greatly because of the bridegroom's voice. This my joy, therefore, is made full. He must increase, and I must decrease." You have been listening to another God Is Just Prayer Away radio broadcast, brought to you each week at the same time by Churches of Christ and Christian churches who are concerned about your soul salvation. The address: Ed Bousman, Bousman, Post Office Box 511, Lynchburg, Ohio 45142. Only as you reach back to us with your letters of support can we reach out to you with the gospel as it was preached in the days of the apostles. Praise the Lord, pass the ammunition. The address again, one more time: Ed Bousman, Post Office Box 511, Lynchburg, Ohio 45142. Until next week at this same time, don't forget to tell somebody, somehow, and in some way, that God is just a prayer away.
For God is just a prayer.